Well, you get paid, you pay the bills, you look in your bank account, and there's nothing left. If you have this problem, you are definitely not alone. The Office of the Superintendent of Bankruptcy's latest data shows that Canadians are filing the highest number of personal insolvencies in a decade. Ian Penny is a licensed insolvency trustee and the president at Janes and Noseworthy. He joins us live in studio this morning. Thank you, Ian, for coming in live. Does it surprise you that bankruptcies are up?
Well, I can tell you what we're seeing over the last 5 years, essentially the insolvencies in Newfoundland have doubled. 2018 was the highest filing year ever in Newfoundland, and this year we're up again 17%. So it's some pretty striking numbers for sure.
It really is. Who is most likely to come to you or your organization with money problems?
Well, I think that's the interesting part. I've been doing this kind of work for about 30 years, and over the years, the typical insolvent person has changed a lot, to the point where really I can't tell you there is one. 10, 15 years ago, it was kind of what you'd expect. A lot of single parents, typically single moms, people going through divorce, people with unexpected job loss, seasonal workers, you know, people like that. But in the last number of years, we're seeing what I'll call mainstream people. They both have good jobs. They have a house, two cars in the driveway. To look at them, you'd think everything was fine.
Yeah.
But either through overspending or recently a lot of people have gotten caught with houses that they bought at the peak of the market, and the market's declined and they're in a house now they can't afford and they can't sell it either.
House poor.
So we're seeing a lot of sort of those people now as well. So really it's everything. I mean, we're seeing 80-year-olds with $30,000, $40,000 in credit card debt. It's just incredible.
And is that where people are dumping their debt load?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people, we're doing a lot of consumer proposals. That's one of the other interesting trends. A consumer proposal is basically an alternative to bankruptcy for people that would have higher incomes, more stable jobs, and maybe equity in something, a house or a car or whatever. And that the consumer proposal gives them an opportunity to preserve a little bit of their credit, pay off a greater percentage of their debt over a longer period of time. But bankruptcy is still a lot of what we see, and that's people that, you know, just simply can't pay their bills.
And Ian Penny, from your vantage at Janes and Noseworthy, what do you think is causing this?
I think it's a lot of things. I think, you know, we look back 3 or 4 years ago when oil prices collapsed, there was a lot of people that had been working in Alberta, making very good money, and a lot of those came home. So that was sort of the start of it, and then the housing started to collapse. There was a couple of big projects going on, so a lot of people had some good paying jobs with those. They've slowed down now to a great extent. And I think the economy is just slow. So there's that aspect, and then there's the people that have just been overspending. And they're cut out now.
We just did an interview a little bit earlier this morning about food prices going up 4% this coming year because of climate change issues and, you know, produce dying. The demand for meat and pork down in China is driving up the prices. Fuel prices and heating costs are expected to go up in here. How does everything that's going on and the bigger scene affect people at home base?
Well, I mean, it all trickles down, right? It comes down to wages, and are they keeping up with the increases of cost of living? You know, taxes have been creeping up in Newfoundland as well. So I think it all puts pressure on everybody, but, you know, those of us that are fortunate enough to have higher incomes and not a great load of debt maybe can weather it, but some others that are sort of teetering and struggling financial, little things like that add up to a lot, and it makes a big difference.
Well, what's your advice to folks? I sometimes go to the supermarket and I walk out with a very small amount and the bill is like $120, and I usually gauge it on, okay, well, how many meals can I make out of this? Did I get chicken? Did I get pork? Did I buy, you know, we don't, you know, or is it all just laundry detergent and stuff that they can't eat?
Yeah. I mean, it really comes down to budgeting, and budgeting comes down to just discipline, and it's a pain in the butt. I mean, you really got to look at how much money you have, what bills you have to pay, and how much is left over for things like, you know, food and gas and entertainment and all those things. So my advice, I think, would be pay the bills you have to pay first, your car payment, your mortgage, your insurance, things like that. And then really try and live within your means when it comes to the other stuff. And that's hard to do. It takes a lot of work, and sometimes it takes a lot of discipline.
We hear ads as well, you know, about seniors who are running into trouble mm-hmm. later in life.
Yeah, that's
so what's
probably
the demographic of people you're dealing with?
We see everything from, you know, 20-year-olds to 80-year-olds. It's just incredible. People still, you know, with families maybe going through a divorce, one spouse loses their job. That's still sort of a lot of what we see. But the seniors is the big change. And they're kind of the saddest ones in a way, because if someone comes to me when they're 40 or 45, they've got some time to turn things around.
Retrain, and get another job.
Save up for retirement, that kind of thing. But if someone comes in and says, I just retired, I got $50,000 in credit card debt, I got no pensions, no savings, no RSPs, I can get rid of the debt for them, but the reality is, you know, their retired life is going to be very limited based on the kind of pension, old age security income that they're going to be relying on.
Tough times for a lot of people.
For sure, for sure.
Ian Penny, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the opportunity.